think we concluded with the visualization for the nudra. And I wanted to talk a little bit, the nudra, the preliminary practices prior to tantric retreat. And they're done to accumulate merit and to purify the mind. So we've been talking about the one of taking refuge. And when we say Namo Guruvya, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, take refuge in the Guru, take refuge in the Buddha, take refuge in the Dharma, take refuge in the Sangha. Okay, so we talked before about how the Guru was not a fourth refuge, but we see when we take refuge in the Guru, it's meant as the ultimate Guru, the omniscient mind of all the Buddhas that embody all of the Buddha Dharma Sangha. So, when we do the part of taking refuge in the Guru, and we say over and over again, Namo Guruvya, Namo Guruvya, Namo Guruvya, and so on, then you focus on the Buddha, who is the central figure, who sees the embodiment of all of your gurus, and then the four groups of gurus sitting around in front of your direct teachers, on the Buddha's right, Maitreya, and the lineage of the last lineage, on the Buddha's left, Manjushri, and the profound lineage, in back, Vajradhara, and the lineage of the profound practice. And so as you say Namo Guruvya, then first you imagine white light coming from all of these gurus into you, and that white light purifies all your negative karma, especially any negative karma you've created in relationship with your spiritual mentors. Okay? So, this includes disregarding their instructions and their advice, which we do pretty consistently, endangering their lives, which hopefully we don't do too often, disturbing their minds, I'll let you evaluate if you do that, criticizing them, maybe we better skip that one, misappropriating their belongings, getting angry at them, oh, you didn't hear that one, speaking harshly to them. Okay, so in short, all the negativities that we've created with our spiritual mentors. Okay, and the idea here, is this, our spiritual mentors are the ones that are explaining the teachings to us and that are guiding us on the path. And so if we get angry at them, if we criticize them, if we damage them, if we toss them out the window because we're fed up, we ignore the instructions, if we, make things difficult for them, what we're doing is basically making things difficult for ourselves. Because here's the person who's trying to help us on the path, and we're going, stay away from me, don't tell me what to do, don't give me advice, don't do this, kind of like to our guru, we can talk to you if you're going to say nice, ego-pleasing things, but aside from that, I don't want to hear boom, And this is what our ego is saying, isn't it? Yeah, and so this gets reflected in our actions a good number of times. So it's something to really pay attention to, because it's something that damages us in our practice. Okay, and so, we've done these kind of faults and created this kind of obstacle for ourselves. And so we purify it by imagining the white light coming and pure, into us, into all the sentient beings around us. Yeah. And so you could also reflect at that time if you've seen other people do misdeeds towards their spiritual mentors and purify them. And when you see other people do these kinds of misdeeds, don't get proud like, oh, I haven't acted like that towards my teacher. Because who knows what we've done in our previous lives that in the past may have caused us not to meet qualified teachers for eons. And we don't know if we have that kind of karma remaining in our mind stream. So if we see others do these kinds of negative actions, to say to ourselves, I could have done that kind of thing in my previous lives. Those seeds may still be in my mind stream. So when I say Namo Guruvya, I'm going to imagine that all of those misdeeds have been purified as well. Okay? And then, after, so we focus a while on the purifying, and then we imagine yellow light, which are golden light coming from all of the gurus, and this imbues us, it carries with us all their realizations. So the good qualities of all of our gurus, the things we admire in them, the qualities of the Buddhas, we imagine that this all flows into us and all the sentient beings around us as we recite Namah Gurvya and imagine the golden light coming.